coach at the end of the night to get a single point out of that hockey game? I know you'd love to have two, but to get one, is that a plus for you?
It's better than zeros, but, you know, I think but 2-1, you'd like to be able to close it out. And but based on the way the game was played, yeah, I'm not saying feel that we were lucky. I don't think we were. We had a lot of offense. We just couldn't get a good handle on a lot of things tonight. Forward moving pucks. It was a tough game. Tough game for them to grind through. We had some guys just a bit off. But they worked at it. I mean, they competed hard. It was a hard grinding game. It just wasn't a sharp game.
Colorado's an improved hockey club, aren't they? Kind of like you talked about from before the game.
They move better, for sure. Got lots of confidence. Got some young guys. Got another year under their belt. So they can do some things off the rush, for sure.
Well, your group has been pretty good playing with the lead. Did you see a little drop-off, though?
No, I didn't.
Today?
I didn't, as a matter of fact. I thought we had stretches there the first half of that third period. We were pretty darn good. We struggled on the power play tonight, and you see it. We didn't look like we had a tremendous amount of jump start to finish. Worked hard, but couldn't get a handle on a lot of pucks. You know, we got three guys around the puck on that tying goal. Just couldn't get a handle on it. I didn't feel sag.
Just clarification, the first goal when Hellebuck lost his mask, did you get any word from them as to why it did count?
I think the puck went away from it, and one of the referees, the better just say, I think they just thought it was a good call.
Okay. Well, you bumped Matthew Perreault with that second line for a bit in the third. Is that just...
We're going to go to three, and I didn't want to leave Matty on the bench.
Okay.